It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Between research and practice, medical professionals are celebrating the virtues of personalized treatment. Now that idea is translating into a different system for healthcare. It's called direct primary care. Supporters say it's a personal approach that's affordable. Skeptics worry it serves only people of privilege. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of Wiscontext.org. He recently wrote a piece introducing the idea of direct primary care. And he's sitting in studio with me right now. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So are Wisconsin physicians and individuals using direct primary care now? What is this?
They are. We don't know exactly how many. You know, it's still a relatively small but vocal movement that's in the healthcare system. And basically the idea of direct primary care is that you have implies kind of a direct relationship with a primary care practice where you're essentially purchasing a recurring membership type package of services rather than going to the doctor and having the doctor bill your insurance company for each visit.
And how much does it cost per patient?
It can vary, but, you know, some places get down as low as, you know, $100 a month or $80 a month.
And so my question is, does this replace insurance or is it in addition to insurance?
Well, the thing is that it's not actually health insurance. And in fact, most of the states that have passed laws around direct primary care even specify that it's not insurance. And the direct primary care folks who advocate for this actually like that because they don't want to be regulated as insurance. Hmm. And so it creates this question of, okay, kind of how do you integrate this with the wider healthcare system and with all the other needs that patients have beyond what a primary care practice can do?
I feel like if I'm a healthy individual, especially if I'm a young healthy individual, then I'm going to buy insurance because I still have to buy insurance. What would make me say I'm going to pay this extra, $100 a month or so to my primary care doctor when I could just go to my primary care doctor and have a relationship with them with my insurance?
Right. In some cases, the idea is that you have this direct primary care membership, and then you have a bigger insurance policy it's often called a wraparound policy that sort of provides for bigger, more catastrophic things. You know, what direct primary care advocates are saying basically is that it doesn't really make sense for primary care doctors to be billing insurance for things, and that insurance should be for the bigger, more catastrophic stuff. And, you know, I've had people argue to me that using your health insurance for primary care is a lot like it would be like using your car insurance to get a brake replacement or an oil change
interesting.
You know, maintenance, things like that.
Okay, so if I am going to decide to get primary care, what is it that this doctor and this kind of arrangement is going to give me health-wise that just, you know, going to a regular clinic isn't going to get me?
Well, ideally, for one thing, your membership to these practices gets you sort of an unlimited degree of access to a point, you know, rather than being charged every time you have an appointment or get a given service or test or what have you. So it's sort of a more, again, the membership model is a bit more open. And ideally, it's supposed to give people a more, I keep using the word direct, which is the name of it, but a more personal one-on-one relationship with their doctor. Is supposed to free up the doctor's time and resources to spend more one-on-one time with their patients because they're not devoting their time or their staff or energy to things like filling out insurance paperwork and so forth, because in this case, kind of the insurance thing has been taken out of the picture a bit.
So my question is, if a doctor theoretically, the doctor can spend more than 15 minutes at a time with me if I am paying my monthly fee, and he takes too many subscribers, sort of like overfilling an airplane. What can I do to say, hey, you were supposed to be spending more time with me and you're not?
That's a really good question. And at least in Wisconsin, I haven't seen anybody, you know, put forth legislation or regulation ideas that would sort of solve that problem. You know, I guess if it got really bad to a certain point, a patient could try to sue them for breach of contract or something like that. But it's, yeah, it's something that currently in the state is not regulated. In some states, there are some rules surrounding it that differ a bit from one place to another. But yeah, right now, I don't see there being a really solid solution to that problem.
Interesting. And doctors don't want it regulated, right?
Well, it seems like they don't, or at least they don't want it regulated as insurance, because they don't want, because again, I think the whole point for them is kind of getting away a bit from having to deal with that system quite so much.
So this is not concierge medicine. Concierge medicine is something different.
Right. That's something where the very rich sort of pay for, a slate of medical services and go around conventional medical insurance. And sort of one of the ideas of direct primary care is to take that idea and turn it into something that is more affordable for people who aren't super wealthy.
And if I have things like maybe allergy management, maybe a bit of arthritis, something simple to take care of, this works for me. At what point do doctors say, your chronic disease is too much for this particular idea?
Well, I mean, one thing that hasn't really been codified and standardized, and certainly hasn't been in Wisconsin, is how direct primary care connects into all these other services. How if the doctor isn't part of this bigger medical hospital or practice or what have you, then they have to come up with a way of referring people out to specialists, and people have to figure out how to get that care covered. And so it's something that direct primary care doctors are certainly thinking about and have some solutions to. There's some online things that they've gotten into to try to connect them with specialists and things like that. And obviously people will kind of draw on their professional connections from just working in the field. But again, it's not a completely standardized thing, what your direct primary care practice does or doesn't offer, and then how they go about sort of coordinating with all the other kinds of care you might be getting.
So I have been to the doctor before where I've had to go to the doctor. I know that I have a sinus infection, or I know that I need a particular prescription, but I got to go to the doctor. The doctor comes in and looks at me for like 2 seconds and says, okay, because they can see it in my eyes, they can see it in my face. Is this going to be able to mitigate that? Like, could the doctor video chat with me without some insurance company saying, oh, no, you must be there in person with that person?
Yeah, one thing that they've talked about is that this opens up the door a little bit to being able to just, have a phone call or a Skype call or what have you, I guess, and expedite that process when they know it's not something that necessarily warrants having a whole office visit.
On the other hand, what do malpractice insurers think about this kind of thing?
That's something I haven't really looked into, and I'd like to find out more about it. And again, the whole thing that's interesting about this to me as a reporter is that so little about it has been really standardized or codified. And again, like the states that do regulate it and have passed laws around it have taken differing approaches. Some Wisconsin legislators currently have convened a study group that's sort of looking at it. There was a bill earlier this year that would have addressed direct primary care, but it died in the state Senate. So, a lot of folks are still trying to figure out, again, how does this fit into this bigger medical system and everybody's needs? How does it fit into things like Medicare and Medicaid? Mm-hmm. Those all seem to be very much open questions right now.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of WisContext.org. He recently wrote a piece talking about a new method of healthcare called direct primary care. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.